This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we'll continue our romp through Romans, exchanging the natural for the unnatural. Stop the judging already! Christ, the only judge, the conscience, and an honest appraisal. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio app.
Young people have definitely been taught a lesson. The lesson is that if you want to make it in this great American experiment, what you need to do is accumulate a lot of money. And if you can do that, you can accumulate a lot of stuff. It's all called an investment for the future. And these things like marriage and family, they're good, but you got to get your stuff together first. And once you've got your stuff together, you can pool your stuff and then you have financial security. Then perhaps, maybe you might worry about something like maybe having children. That sounds reasonable, doesn't it? Put off those things that don't make you money. And then once you have your money, you can enjoy those luxuries of maybe a marriage and kids. It happens to be completely and utterly backwards. Joining us to talk about a new survey on the priorities of young Americans, Joy Pullman. She's managing editor of The Federalist, author of the book The Education Invasion, and a recent column titled Poll, Young Americans Care More About Money Than Making a Family. Joy, welcome back.
Hi there.
Are young Americans today, at least according to this poll, in danger of entering a vicious cycle of this kind of financial aspiration that leads them away from family formation, which happens to be the single most positive factor in financial progress?
Yes, they are. And that's not really a new trend. It's something that sociologists have noted happening basically since the 1940s and 1950s in the United States. So this is an ongoing trend that's just increasing and reaching, you know, very strong levels. So it's a lot more visible now, but it started a long time ago. And what that is what a fellow at The Atlantic, one of the staff writers there, Derek Thompson, titled Workism. He basically argued that Americans are replacing, they're exaggerating work and career as a part of their core identity in a way that crowds out other aspects of the human identity, such as faith and family.
What exactly has led young people to this conclusion?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, young people basically believe what their parents and the overall culture tells them. And in fact, we know that a lot of these consumerist and materialist mentalities have been passed down from baby boomers to, you know, the next generations of kids. So young people are basically getting these ideas from their culture and from their parents and from their peers. And I think part of that is because of the loss of really faith as a central part of the American culture. It's lost its platform and its way of speaking to people about other transcendent values and ways of making meaning in life. So people more and more are fleeing to pulling themselves up by their own bootstraps and defining their own way in the world basically through a career rather than other ways people have historically done that.
What does this latest survey tell us about how they divide out when it comes to, in particular, their religious practice and devotion?
I found that really interesting, but of course, again, and not a surprise. So one of the things this survey of 1,600 young Americans from ages 13 to 22, so it was trying to focus on high school and college students, one of the things it did was ask them what they considered extremely or very important. And the number one thing, the most extremely or very important thing they rated was buying a home. The second most important one was make a lot of money. And then after that came get married and have children. And one of them, the third competitor for top item was keeping yourself healthy. So those are all, you know, again, I'm keeping yourself healthy is great. I do like to pay my bills and not be in debt. You know, those are good things, but in proportion. But they seem to be coming, again, at the expense of things that I would say, and historically cultures have communicated to people, are, you know, transcendent, more meaningful than just stuff, especially in a society in an age in which getting the stuff is a lot easier than it was even a century ago. All of us have a lot more disposable income than our ancestors did. Anyway, so young people are prioritizing, in fact, what is easier and less central to identity than especially family, but also especially faith. It was only, let me check my number here, 41% among the lowest number of people, young people, saying that this was very or extremely important. Only 41% said that it was very or extremely important to attend religious services. And that was below even volunteering in your community, which rated, as important at 52%. So, it's very clear here that young Americans' priorities are more on themselves and more materialistic desires than on other people and in giving to others. Which is basically what a family is in the first place, giving to other people.
Is there a public school, private school break in the data too?
Oh yes, and I found that really interesting. And so we know from other research that public government-run education institutions, both K-12 and higher education, actively secularizes religious kids. And we saw among the breakdown of the young people answering this survey very significant differences of the importance of faith and family to them based on whether they went to a private school or college, which are the majority, vast majority of which are religious, versus whether they went to a government high school or college. And so the young people who went to private and largely Christian schools were about 10 to 15 points more likely to consider getting married and having kids and going to church important or very important to their lives than the kids who went to secular institutions.
How would you summarize the message that parents, culture, society, and kind of this go to college, get your education, make your money first message is being sent to these kids?
Well, some of it is implicit, a lot of it, I would say, and some of it is explicit. One of the things is just kind of the implicit message that parents and society give to kids, for example, in a non-Christian school, is that religion isn't important enough to be at the center of your entire life. You know, it's something that we do for an hour on Sundays and maybe another hour midweek if you're one of those the very religiously committed people. So just by not talking about it ever, young people get a message. You know, they never hear that it's important. You know, so it's kind of like in news stories where what, you know, the reporter leaves out or the context that is not mentioned can drastically affect your perception, you know, of reality of what the story is all about. And it's the same way for young people, never hearing about the importance of faith from people who influence their views and are shaping their worldview and their life absolutely affects, you know, what they consider important. And so young people are hearing a lot of messages clearly about how important it is to make a bunch of money, to be financially secure, to keep themselves in good health. But they are not hearing a lot of good messages about how important marriage and children are to lifelong happiness, as well as we don't just have a duty to make ourselves happy, but we actually have a duty, I believe, you know, both ethically and religiously, to give to other people, to serve other people. And young people are very clearly hearing very little about their duty to give to other people, to he who much is given, and that's basically all of us in America. We've been given much more than just about everybody else in the world. To he who much is given, much is required. That's a message that young people clearly aren't getting and aren't planning to live out. And of course, they're going to grow up and shift some of their opinions and get more mature, but the basics for their life and their orientation have been set really, you know, and firm by this young adulthood point in their lives.
Finally, you say a lack of children leads to a lack of cultural dynamism and makes economic conditions worse. What does that mean?
Well, it really means that when people spend all of their resources on themselves, I mean, honestly, selfishness just really isn't that inspiring. So when sociologists have studied different kinds of cultures, people who stop procreating are also people who stop being creative in all kinds of other ways. And I mean, of course, there's all kinds of arguments about what the relationship is there between those. That's kind of hard to tease out. But it is a very strong and consistent historical relationship that people who lose the will to give and create another generation also lose the will to give and create to the world in many other ways, and their societies stagnate. And that doesn't just happen culturally, and religiously, but it also happens economically, and that's something that basically all of the advanced nations of the world are facing right now, including the United States, because our birth and our marriage rates are at historic lows, and that really threatens our giant welfare entitlement state that is built upon the premise that we'll have lots of young workers to basically transfer their tax money straight into non-working elderly people. So in all of these different ways, not having kids is a real threat to the furtheration of society.
Joy Pullman is managing editor of The Federalist. She's author of the book, The Education Invasion, and a recent column titled Poll, Young Americans Care More About Money Than Making a Family. You'll find a link to her columns and to The Education Invasion on the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org. Joy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the sacrament of the altar with the Emmaus disciples. Pastor Peter Bender will be our guest. It's also media coverage of religion with Terry Mattingly, and we'll have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Stephen the Martyr. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we'll continue our romp through Romans, exchanging the natural for the unnatural. Stop the judging already. Christ, the only judge, the conscience, and an honest appraisal. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio app.